When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 6th edition. We got 14 games on slate for you, on tap for you this Friday. Hope everybody had a great Thursday. Wild night, as expected. Some pitching, like Lynch, was good. Crow was good for his final two innings. Too little, too late. Framber got it done. Stripling was good, which I mentioned in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. Once that Cleveland lineup came out, Stripling was very, very much in play, especially when it was projected for low ownership. So that changes things. That's why this is a first look podcast. Join us in that Slack chat. It is free to help you out over there. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, make sure you check out the Bench with Bubba podcast. Tuesday, drop Bubba and the Bat Flip episode 91, Bench with Bubba episode 390. On Thursday, recorded episode 391 with Marty Tallman of Triple Play Fantasy. So check out the fun stuff there. Also, go check out Prize Picks. It's a great way to play DFS meets prop bets, all the sports. They even had the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. Prop bets at its finest over at Prize Picks. Create an account. Use promo code Bubba when you create that account, and you'll get a free time, first-time deposit bonus up to $100. All right, 14-game slate for you. Lots of high totals. We've got some good pitching, but lots of high totals. So let's get cracking on this one. Mets-Phillies, 9. Rays-Orioles, 9.5. Red Sox-Jays, 9. Tigers-Indians, 9.5. Pirates-Reds, 9. Twins-Astros, 9. Marlins-Rockies, 9.5. And Coors Field. Rangers-A's, 8. D-backs-Padres, 9. Angels-Dodgers, 9. Still missing a few other totals, but it is what it is. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. Corbin Burns, 10K at home against the Giants. If you want to go there, no problem at all. Burns got roughed up his last time out, but overall he's been pretty good this season. And it's a Giants team over the last month, striking out 28% of the time versus right-handed pitchers, hitting 255 with a 238 ISO and a 121 WRC+. Plus. But that's a lot of swing and miss. So if you want to go to Corbin Burns, you definitely can. I won't have a ton, but he is in play. I'd rather save $200, go to Chris Bassett at $9,800 at home against the Texas Rangers, a Texas Rangers team that is abysmal. A Texas Rangers team that just got shut down by Dylan Bundy over 6 1/3 innings. A Texas Rangers team that got 7 innings, 1 earned, 3 Ks on July 11th against Chris Bassett for 20 points. He has 20 or more points in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's been outstanding this season. He's been very, very good, and it's a Texas team striking out nearly 25% of the time with a 178 batting average against and a 64 WRC plus versus right-handed pitchers. So give me some Chris Bassett at 98, one of the top pay-up spots on this slate. You can go to Adam Wainwright if you want at 95. I usually prefer him in the 8K range because he's got a decent floor, 15-plus point floor. The ceiling is just crazy. He put up 28 two starts ago, but like 19-6, 19-6, 15-9, 8-7, 17-8, 27-38. So you have a ceiling there, but it's usually more around that 20-point mark. So he's still a very, very good play at 95. Like, I want Bassett at 98. But if you want to go to Waino at 95, he'll probably be lower owned because most people will see that and not want to play him. Faces Kansas City, a team that strikes out 21% of the time with a 74 WRC+, plus, and they lose their designated hitter on this Friday. So Waino at 95 is in play. Alec Manoah, 94, returned from his suspension and dealt 7 shutout innings, 4 Ks against Kansas City. His last time out for 26 DK points. He has 20 or more points in 3 of his last 4, 17.5 or more in 4 straight. Now he gets the Boston Red Sox team that's struggling a lot, striking out 23% of the time over the last month for right-handed pitching. So Manoah is a good tournament play at 94. Waino is maybe a little safer at 95. Both very, very much in play. Kyle Moeller at 92 is another guy that checks the box that people might see the price and not want to go all the way up here because he hasn't shown that big time floor. He hasn't even got to 6 innings yet this year. He's got 5 innings or more in 4 of his last 5 starts, 1 run or less in 4 of his last 5 starts, and he's got 7 or more Ks in 3 of those 5 starts. So he's been very, very productive. Now you get a Washington Nationals team that you can definitely pick on. The lefty will try to, and you might get Nomar Soto, who tweaked his knee in the 9th inning on Thursday. So keep that in mind. It's a Nats team striking out 20% of the time versus lefties, but it's a Nats team that's a lot different than it once was. So those numbers are a little skewed. So if you want to go Moeller at 92, you definitely can. not my top play up in this range, but he's on the list. So 9K and above, I got Bassett, I got Waino, I got Manoah, and I got Muller in play. I rate it Bassett, Manoah, Waino, Muller. Waino might be the safest. Four, if you want, but I'll save a few dollars to get hopefully similar, if not better, production. 8K range, Germán Márquez, $8,400 at home against the Miami Marlins. Márquez, 3.29 home ERA this season, 18.6 DK points per start, 74 Ks and 76 and two-thirds innings pitch. He's been outstanding this season. Now you get a Marlins team coming into Coors Field that is striking out 23% of the time versus righties, the .244 average against a 94 WRC+. Plus. So Márquez will come up at basically no ownership, which is what we want to see at $8,400. I see the argument for Alcantara at 87 in Coors against the Rockies. I'll take Márquez at 84. Both interesting plays, though, to say the least. Wade Miley, $8,200 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Miley's been very, very good of late. And one thing he does very well is he usually gives you six or more innings more often than not. Like over his last eight starts, six or more innings in seven of those eight starts. And he's put up about 18 plus points in like five or six of those eight starts. So he's been very, very effective. Pittsburgh Pirates team striking out 22% of the time versus lefties at a .251 average again, but a .082 ISO and a 76 WRC+. Plus. So decent average versus lefty, no power versus lefty. So Wade Miley, 82, is a very nice cheaper option on this slate. Kyle Gibson, $7,400, looked great in his Phillies debut against the Pittsburgh Pirates, 6 2/3, two earned, 5 Ks. Now he is at home in Citizen Bank Park, which is never the best, but it's the New York Mets, the struggling New York Mets, the New York Mets team that's barely hanging on to first place in the AL East. So if you want to go to Gibson, you can. He's cheap. Not one of my top plays, but he's definitely in play if you're a big player pool on the mound. One of my favorite, if not my favorite, cheap option on this slate is Logan Webb at $7,200 at the Milwaukee Brewers. Logan Webb has been nothing short of outstanding since he returned from the IL. He's gone six innings or more in back-to-back starts. He's gone five or more in three straight. And since they started stretching him out, he's given up two runs or less in four straight outings. He has five or more Ks in two of his last three. He's just been everything you'd want. He's just looked like a future potential like ace or top end of the rotation type arm. And now he gets a nice matchup versus Milwaukee. Milwaukee was swinging it well. Like, I'm a big Milwaukee Brewers fan here, but they're striking out close to 22% of the time versus righties, hitting .240. With a 96 WRC+. Plus. Logan Webb is too cheap on this slate at $7,200, and I'll be well invested in Logan Webb at $7,200. A few others you can look at. Cal Quantrill at 68 has really improved the strikeout stuff with the pitch mix change. Gets Detroit Tigers at home in Cleveland. Detroit striking out 23% of the time versus righty, so Quantrill is a punt option for you if you want. And then Devi Garcia, 6,500 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Hopefully get about five innings out of Devi. Against the Seattle offense is striking out 22.5% of the time versus righties. So he can be another option for you if you want. But ideally, I'm not going below Logan Webb if I don't have to. I will mention Eric Fetty is very interesting because Atlanta will be popular. Fetty's been very, very good of late. If he gets shelled, he gets shelled big time. That's the problem with him. When he's on, he's got you 20 points. So if you want to get weird, you can. I just don't think you need to on this slate. Recap on the pitching. 9K and above, I rank them Bassett, Manoah, Waino, Muller. That's where I'm going there. 8K range like Márquez and Miley. I think both have nice tournament appeal. Miley maybe a little more so than Márquez because the Coors effect. And then when you go cheaper, you got Gibson's in play, but love Logan Webb at 72. And then Quantrill and Devi Garcia make some nice value. Quantrill at 68 is pretty nice. He's coming in some really good form, 18 or more points in three of his last four. He's gone six innings in three straight. He has given up one run or less in four straight, five or more Ks in three of his last four. So Quantrill brings some nice upside at 6,800 against the Detroit Tigers. Like that one quite a bit. All right, bats on this 14-game slate. Catcher's position for you. JTR is always in play if you need to pay up, but there's other pay-up spots on this slate, and you can go, or there's other pay-down spots, I should say, on this slate. Sal Perez only $4,200 for Waino. I like a lot. Like, I love Waino on this slate, but if you're fading him, Sal Perez at 42 is very, very nice. You got Elias Diaz and Coors at 42. I liked him when he was 33. That was much more appealing in those matchups. Some cheaper options are actually Mike Zunino. If you're looking at tournaments, gets the lefty means. I like Zunino for tournaments versus lefties at all times. He's like, he's a 3 to 4 strikeout guy, but can always run into one or two home runs. So Zunino at 41 in a tournament is very appealing if you have the cash for it. Now you go below 4K and you can save some cash. Yadier Molina at 36 versus Mike Minor isn't too shabby. Steven Vogt versus Fetty. If Vogt gets the start, he's 3,200. That's not a bad value if you are fading Fetty. Reese McGuire at 32 is a value as well. Max Stassi at only 31 versus David Price is very nice. Price won't go that deep into the game, but Stassi's hitting 371 over his last 10 games, averaging over 10 fantasy points per game over that stretch. We know he's got some power and average. So 3100 versus David Price is very, very nice. Other than that, like, you got your punts. You got Jorge Alfaro and Coors, only 2700. It's Marquez, but that's a great value for a Coors Field catcher. Martin Maldonado is only 24 versus Bailey Ober. That's outstanding. Maldonado played first base on Thursday night with Jason Castro caught. But Maldonado at 24 is a very, very nice value. And then if Castro actually catches again, he's probably dirt cheap in this one. I can do this a lot easier than just scrolling around and searching. I can just go to the Houston Astros like a normal human being here. And you get Castro, he's 2,400 if he catches versus Ober, which is a very nice value as well. First base position, you know, Vladdy's always in discussions. Joey Votto, though, went deep again on Thursday. He's up to 6K versus Brubaker, still a great price point as Brubaker gives up a ton of home runs of late. So Votto at 6K, very nice in his matchup. A few others you can look at. Matty Olson at 53 against Fulte, I wouldn't be shocked if Matty goes deep at least once on Friday night. So great spot there for Matt Olson at 53. Cheaper options, you could go to Yandy versus Means, but Trey Boo Boo versus Yarbrough at 47, don't hate that one. Josh Bell versus Mueller, switch hitting. If you're going to fade Mueller, Bell's a good play. Mueller's just been very, very good. But if you're going to fade Mueller, Bell's a good play at 4,300. That's not too shabby. Jesus Aguilar and Coors only 37. If you're fading Marquez, good price tag for Aguilar and Coors Field. A few others down here. Like Bobby Bradley's only 35. If you are building the Cleveland stack versus Matt Manning, we know Manning can get hit early and often. So a guy like Bobby Bradley, only 35, does have some serious upside in his matchup as well. Ryan Mountcastle is only 34. I think it's a great value versus Yarbrough. Mountcastle is crushing it, especially versus left-handed pitching. If you're fading Logan Webb, which is fine, I get it, Rowdy Tellez at 32 is a great play. That's a great play if you're fading Webb. Connor Joe is in Coors, only 2,800. Coors is way too cheap yet again because DraftKings. So you got that going for you. And other than that, not a ton of value. Like Christian Walker's 24 versus Weathers. Walker's has been horrible. But if you really feel like you need to save there, you can. Otherwise, Phil Gosselin, first base outfield eligible, hits in the middle of that Angels lineup. He's 2K. He'll be hitting the middle there versus David Price. If you want a real value or a real tournament value, not a cash game value, Phil Gosselin would be your guy for sure. All right. Yes, W Nuts, smash the like button. I would appreciate that. Would help me out a ton and help Roto Baller. He checks out on the Roto Baller YouTube channel, doing it live for you guys every evening. And then you can watch it any other time as it's recorded for you. Second base position, it has happened. Mookie Betts has second base outfield eligibility. Mookie Betts, he's 6,100. Great spot for you. You got Ozzie Albies at 54, is a really good look as well. Jose Altuve is always in play at 51. You got India, who went deep on Thursday. He's in play, especially if you're stacking up Cincinnati. So those are all really nice spots if you're going to pay up at the position. If you're going to save some cash, though, Cronenworth at 45 is not too bad. Jazz Chisholm and Coors only 4K is very nice. Somehow Whit Merrifield's down to 3,800 bucks versus Wainwright. That is far too cheap for Whit Merrifield. Far too cheap. So that's a very, very nice value for Whit Merrifield. You got Rodgers and Coors at 38. I'd still take Merrifield outside of Coors versus Wainwright at 38. But Jorge Polanco at 38 is a very nice cash game value as well versus Greinke. Love David Fletcher at 37. So second base is loaded tonight. Loaded, especially value-wise, like in the 35 to 4K range. Lots of options for you to pick and choose from. So you don't have to get too crazy if you don't feel like it. Abraham Toro is only 33, second base, third base eligible. That's not too shabby either. And then when you get below 3K, there might be some. There's so much. Oh, Andy Ibañez. I'm not fading Bassett, but Andy Ibañez at 24 is not too shabby as well. All right, third base position for you here. You got J-Ram at 64 at the night off on Thursday. Should be back in the lineup for you on Friday. So that's a really good spot there for J-Ram at 3,400. Devers, if you're fading Manoah, sure. I'd probably rather go Manny Machado at 56 for Smith. Like that a lot more. If you're fading Logan Webb, Eduardo Escobar's in play. Like, I get stacking Milwaukee. I get people don't believe in Logan Webb like I do. There's just something about that kid, but I get it. If you want to stack Milwaukee, do it. Some other options for you, though. Below, well, you got Austin Riley's at the 51 now, which is a great price. Like, he had a bomb on Thursday. It's a good play if you're stacking Atlanta, but that price is getting up there quite a bit now. A lot of these guys are priced up finally. Kyle Seager's up to 45. That's a good look there versus Garcia. Seager went deep for you on Thursday. Eugenio Suarez went deep on Thursday. He's always a tournament viable play. I never play him, or rarely. I said never say never. I rarely play him because I'm not doing as big as stacks lately. But if you're going crazy, if you're going five-man deep, Suarez should at least be in your conversation. Ryan McMahon at 41 in Coors is very nice. Matt Chapman at only 4K versus Fulte's pretty darn outstanding. Like, Chapman's been pretty ugly, but in tournaments, he's got definite upside in your stacks. So Chappie at 4K. Donaldson is 39 versus Greinke. Don't hate that. Probably rather Chappie at 4K, though. You got Brian Anderson and Coors at 35, Candelario at 35, Toro at 33. So some nice lower-priced third baseman for you as well. And then when you go below the 3K range, Asdrubal Cabrera is first base, third base eligible. He's 26 versus Weathers, and he's swinging it, like, really, really well. Watching him play the Giants over the last few days is very surprising. He's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's hit safely in 6 of his last 8 games, double digits in 4 of those 6 games. He's $2,600 if you're looking for a crazy value. 100 Dozier's only 24 versus Waino if you need something there as well. And then Carter Kieboom, he's swinging it really, really well of late. If you aren't using Mueller and you just want, like, a big value play, Kieboom has 12 or more points in 3 of his last 4. He's got 7 or more in 4 straight. He's hit safely in 6 of his last 7 games. He's $2,100 versus Mueller. So you got some definite upside there with Carter Kieboom, who may finally be doing what we've wanted him to do for a long, long time. All right. Shortstop position on this slate. Bichette went deep on Thursday. He's always in play at 58. Trevor Story and Coors double donged on Thursday. He's 55. Like, Chris Taylor against Sandoval. Like, I'm not looking to stack against Sandoval. I respect him enough. I just don't want to use him against the Dodgers either. It's kind of a ew situation across the board. Willie Adames at 52. Again, if you're fading Webb, you can go there. B. Cross, 47. I can't fade Burns, but I get it. Giants are appealing. Their offense is good enough to do it, but damn. Some other ones, though, if you want to save some cash. Gleyber Torres at 43 versus Gonzalez. Amed Rosario at 42 just continues to hit the baseball very, very well. Extended his hit streak on Thursday night, so he's in play. Kyle Farmer's 39 for your red stacks. Again, so you can kind of save some cash with Rosario, with Farmer. J.P. Crawford's 39 versus Debbie Garcia. In tournaments, Paul DeJong's 37 versus Minor. Alcides Escobar is 36 versus Mueller. These aren't the greatest of plays. Like, you want, if you want the great plays, you obviously pay up for Bichette and company, but there's value to be had down here. If you need, like, Ramon Urias, only 27 versus Yarbrough, coming from the right side of the plate, hitting fifth probably for Baltimore. That's a great value at $2,700. Really, really good look there with your Ramon Urias in that matchup. All right, let's head to the outfield. We're on a 14-game slate. You're going to have everybody in play, or at least a lot. Like, Ohtani, Betts, Winker's up to 59, Springer's 57. Those are all great plays. Harper's on fire. He's 55. He's got Stroman, but still, it's Harper. I get it. He got Nelson Cruz versus John Means at 53. That's an outstanding play. Like Cruz has struggled overall with Tampa Bay, but going into Baltimore, getting John Means, this could be what cures the ills for Nelson Cruz. So that's a very, very intriguing play. Franmil Reyes is up to 52, which stings, but it's a great spot versus Manning, and he's hitting everything right now. You got Teoscar Hernandez, who had the day off on Thursday. He's 51. A lot of guys over 5K at the position. It's pretty wild. Starting Marte's 5K. They have over 20 dudes, it seems like, a 5K or above, but they're all phenomenal. Like, I love the Cruz play as a one-off. Love Franmil, Teoscar, Springer. Marte is a great play versus Fulte. So there's a lot of it involving stacks. I guess the only one-off would probably be Cruz, but the rest of them are very, very strong plays for you. Going below 5K now. Randy Arozarena swinging a very hot stick. He's 48 versus Means. Like that quite a bit. You can always go Cedric Mullins at 47 if you want in his situation there. Some others down here, though. When you say some guys, Jordan Alvarez only 45. He should be in that 5K range. He went deep on Thursday at 45 versus Ober. That's a misprice. So that's a value with Jordan Alvarez. Jock Jams at 43 in your tournaments. He went deep on Thursday. Definitely in play versus a guy like Fetty and GPPs. Ramel Tapia at 43 in Coors. Don't mind that. Mark Canha at only 43, leading off for Oakland versus Foltynewicz. Similar to Matt Chapman, Canha's been very inconsistent, but could be a good spot to stack him up tonight. Nick Castellanos returned from the IL on Thursday. He is 4K against Brubaker. That's a nice value. So my usual Cincinnati stack of India, Winker, Votto, you can throw Casty into the mix. So that's always fun. You got Farmer there. It's getting deeper for us, folks. Going below 4K now, you got Akil Badu versus Quantrill at 39. Ramon Laureano's only 39. Another nice value, similar to the other guys, really inconsistent. He's put up 3 straight games of 9 or more DK points which is nice to see. He's $3,900. Jorge Soler's up to 38. Love him as well. Good matchup there versus Fetty. Kyle Tucker's only 37, which is criminal versus Bailey Ober. Houston, you're getting some nice Houston value against Bailey Ober tonight, which should lead to some chalk, folks. So keep that in mind. Manny Margot versus a lefty, something we do like to target. He's 35 versus Means. Some cheaper options for you, like Tyler O'Neill's 33. Not in love with it, but I could see the appeal. Corey Dickerson is only 33 versus Eovaldi. That's a nice Toronto value. He's been hitting fifth and sixth in his 2 days since being back. So that's a good piece of Toronto still in the middle of that very, very potent lineup at his price tag of 33 hundo. Some other cheapies for you on this slate. Low Kane's at 31. Jaren Duran's at 31. He went deep the other day. It's still a tough matchup versus Manoa, but something to keep in mind. Tyrone Taylor's 3K for Milwaukee. Michael Brantley's only 3K, which is stupid cheap. So you got Brantley's cheap, Tucker's cheap. To me, Alvarez is still too cheap. So you got that going for you with the Astros. Some other ones down here. Connor Joe's only 28. He's actually hit a few home runs this week, which is intriguing to see for the Rockies in Coors Field. Jorge Alfaro's got outfield eligibility, which is comical. You're going to use him at catcher. You're not using him at all. Luis Arias at 27, maybe. Yadiel Hernandez at 26 is a little more appealing. Sam Hilliard's only 26. He went deep again on Thursday. Harrison Bader's 26 versus Minor. That's a nice value as well. Both of those ones, Bader and Hilliard, both nice values at 26. Oscar Mercado's been hitting in the middle of that Cleveland lineup. He's 2,600, definitely a GPP type play. Like went 0 for on Thursday night, but went 4 for 5 with a home run and two runs scored on Wednesday. So he's very, very GPP at 2,600. Akiyama's kind of getting going. Jankowski. Austin Hayes, though, at 25. I like that one a lot. Hitting usually second, if not fifth, for Baltimore. Kind of rotates fifth or sixth, give or take. So he's not a bad look there at 2,500. Him and like Mountcastle and Urias, you can have some fun with some value in your Baltimore lineups. Santander's 23. He's a nice value as well. Then other than that, like, you're going to have Hoy Park for Pittsburgh's down here, dirt cheap, and he's been leading off for Pittsburgh if you're feeling frisky in that regard. Otherwise, Edward Olivares versus Waino at 2K is also a great value and deep again on Thursday. So if you're fading Waino, that's a nice one as well. Again, tons of plays, probably missed some, so you better hit me up on Twitter at BDEntric with your questions or join the free fantasy DGen Slack chat to get all your questions answered. Recapping the pitchers, Bassett, Manoa, Waino, Moeller, in that order, 9K and above. You can go Burns if you want, but I'm probably passing, which could be a detriment, but we will see from there. Love Bassett tonight. Love Bassett. 8K range zone, you got Marquez and you got Miley, both really good tournament plays. Most won't roster Miley, which brings some nice upside in that respect. Logan Webb, I'm a big fan of at 72. Cal Quantrill at 68 is very nice as well. You can go Quantrill over Webb if you really want. If you feel better about that, that's fine. And then Debbie Garcia is intriguing at 65. Keep a ear out to see what the stacks or what the pitch count might be in that one. If you're stacking things up on this evening, I like Baltimore going up against Yarborough, and I don't mind a little Tampa Bay against Means. So that Tampa Bay-Baltimore game is a little bit appealing as well. Tampa Bay side of it, Cruz or Rosarena to start things out there. And then on the Baltimore side, you got Mountcastle, Hayes, and Urias. You can throw in some Santander if you want. All those guys are like below 3K, except Mountcastle's 34. So super cheap in that regard. You can always go to Toronto versus Boston. The usual suspects, Springer, Bichette, Teoscar. And if you want a little value, Corey Dickerson's not too bad there. Cincinnati versus Brubaker, India, Votto, Winker. Throw in some Casty if you want. I like that. Cleveland versus Detroit, Matt Manning, J-Ram, Franimal, Ahmed Rosario. Then you can look at guys like Bobby Bradley or something, but it's just an expensive stack when you can spend your money elsewhere, which is they'll be low owned in that respect, but it's tricky. Some other guys, Houston, love Houston. Like Jordan is too cheap. Tucker, Brantley are too cheap. Always like Altuve. Catcher's position, Maldonado's a nice value. So there's, and you'll get some cheaper options at third base as well, depending on who they put out there. So you'll get some options with Houston. So keep an eye on that stuff. Yet Coors Field in play, that's always worth an option. Oakland versus Fulte, love Matt Olson tonight. Then you can put Marte with him and then build from there. I love those two, and then see what the lineup looks like in those builds. But that'll do it, folks. 14 games in the books. Appreciate you guys listening again this week. If you give a rate and review on iTunes, MLB DFS Quick Gets, I'd appreciate it. While you're there, go ahead and give a rate and review to Benched with Bubba as well. Would mean a lot. Written content on Friday at rotoballer.com is the premium values article, so come check that out. Become a premium Rotoballer member with promo code Bubba, get you another 10% off package of your choice. Go check out Prize Picks, everybody. Download the app, create an account, use promo code BUB when you create that account. Get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100 using prizepicks.com. Promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. All right, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Have a good one. I'll be back with you guys on Sunday night live here Monday when you wake up in your iTunes or whatever portfolio you listen to your podcast. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 6th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.